Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of Messi & Co. official preview of Inter Miami versus DC United. I am Ashley Silvers, as always, here with my incredible co-host, Gian. How are we doing, Gian?
I'm doing great. Quick turnaround, but we're doing good.
Quick turnaround, yeah. Good
Friday, absolutely. Always happy to have the weekend ahead of us, and it'll be a fun one with Inter Miami playing tomorrow, and yeah, ready to talk about the game and what we can expect and all that sort of stuff.
100% agreed. Yeah, it's been midweek games do that where it's the week comes, you know, thick and fast, so much going on. And just as though we were just talking about our last game and going over, you know, the what could have been, what did, etc. We're already on to a new game and a new weekend. So let's talk about it. The first question, the question that I think is on everybody's mind is, will Lionel Messi play? Well, Gian, you have seen some behind the scenes action and stuff from training this morning. And so why don't you tell us what you think?
Well, obviously, we'll start from the beginning. Obviously, he had a knock in the 40th minute, the prior game, which I believe was, who was that against? It's slipping my mind right now. Against Montreal. In the 40th minute, he went in. He went to the ground. He came out. Then he went back in. He played the rest of the game. So he looked pretty good. Then we see him at the Hard Rock having fun. He looked good as well. Then, unfortunately, he misses Wednesday night's game. But apparently, he did practice fully yesterday. So that was good. He had it's not like he had any individual training or anything like that where he wasn't part of the team. So that looked really good. And then Tata Martino today said that everything was going to be dependent on how he felt after today's training that happened this morning, and that they were going to make the decision after that, and that he was fairly optimistic that he was going to be able to play on Saturday, so tomorrow. So I, from what I've seen, think that he's going to play. Unless, again, it's just them, you know, throwing smoke like they have. It wouldn't be the first time Inter Miami does that. They've done that before where they say that they're going to wait for the last couple of hours before making a decision. And then we come to find out that they actually knew a week before that he was just not going to play that week. Yeah. So it's tough to tell with Inter Miami. But if you're just reading what's in front of you, it very much looks like he should be available, especially knowing that he's going to be leaving within the next few weeks to join in Argentina camp for Copa America, knowing that the difference in points between us and second and third place in the standings has dwindled down to 1 point, and that every game from now until Copa America is going to be very important having Messi on our side. So everything points to he's going to play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can see in the title of this preview, will Messi play? Still in first place. Inter Miami are still in first place right now in the East. And like we've mentioned so many times on episodes in the last few weeks, that when Messi leaves in a few weeks, and also, by the way, that can include Matias Rojas now, that can include Luis Suarez, you know, Diego Gomez, depending on his rehabilitation, are all big players who we could be losing.
Yeah.
So every point matters. And to your point, saw videos of him training this morning and he looks normal. And I mean, you know, you don't know for sure. Like maybe there is something that we don't know behind the scenes, but I feel pretty confident he's going to play. It's like in retrospect, it's understood why he didn't play Wednesday, that was the game that they wanted to rest and like not test it. But I think home against a somewhat struggling DC United team is a perfect way to get him back in and get the 3 points. So yeah, I think, I mean, look, like, we really don't know as much as we want to. We don't know, but if, you know, if I was a betting man, if I were to guess when we're both there tomorrow and we get the team sheets, I'm pretty sure it's going to say Lionel Messi in the starting lineup.
Yeah, guaranteed. As we know, anytime Messi is healthy and feeling good, he wants to be on the field. One of the things that we do know is just that he's obviously prioritizing Copa America. But again, just based off of what we've seen, I think it's highly improbable that he won't play. But you know, people like to ask, and obviously it makes sense, you know, is he going to play or is he not? You typically, to your point, won't know until those sheets come out right before an hour or so before practice, I mean, before the game. So, but they very much need him. We saw the game on Wednesday that against Orlando, the team looked completely different without him. I think it's very important to have him on the field, and Inter Miami is going to be much better for it if they have him on Saturday night.
Agreed. 100% agree. I think we'll see, but I feel good about it. Outside of Messi though, you know, a segment we like to do with these previews is team updates, and someone who will not be on the field tomorrow, but we got pretty good news about this morning, is midfielder Federico Redondo, who has been out for over 8 weeks or maybe 11, at least 8 weeks.
Probably
out.
A bit more, yeah.
Yeah, with obviously a knee injury he suffered during the CONCACAF Champions Cup run we were going on. And we have missed him dearly, been wanting him to come back. And yeah, it's why don't you tell us what we learned?
Well, so it's funny that Federico Redondo, little by little over social media, has been dropping hints of his hopefully soon return. And it was finally confirmed now by Tata Martino in today's press conference during training. He was asked by some of the reporters as to the availability of Federico Redondo. Is it a matter of days or is it a matter of weeks? That was the question. And happily, Tata Martino did say that it is a matter of days, not a matter of weeks. So while I don't think it's going to be tomorrow, I do think matter of days certainly makes it seem like he will be available for next week's match. So not this one, but next week. And we know that that's going to make a huge difference for this team, especially in the midfield where, you know, at certain points we've seen a kind of a lack of creativity, right? And that's something that Redondo brings. Not only does he bring a lot of skill set on the defensive side, but he also brings that playmaking ability that's very needed on this team and that this team is very dependent on, especially when you're missing guys like Diego Gomez, especially when Messi is missing games. That's a key component of this team that really is lacking. And then when you have a guy like Matias Rojas now on the team, that can do some playmaking as well, but you want him to be also focused on the offense. That connection between the midfield and the offense can't always go through Busquets. There has to be other players that can enable that. And man, as soon as Federico Redondo makes his way back to the team, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, 100%. It'll be interesting to see once he's available and ready to go, what will Tata do in terms of that sort of midfield front three breakdown? Like, will it be Rojas, Redondo, and Busquets? Will it be Redondo, Busquets, and Gressel, and Matias Rojas is left wing and Robert Taylor's on the bench? I don't know. There's a lot of different options. And so it will be interesting to see how that plays out. But someone we have really missed and who is, because I don't think he's going to go to Copa America coming off of the injury. I guess we don't know 1,000%, but I don't think he is. And we can certainly use him when we have obviously some others that are gone. So happy to have him back in the fold. We'll see how that looks in the next couple of weeks. But Certainly great to have him back. And like we said, Jordi Alba most likely going to start, seems to be back and good. Everyone else seems fit. No other new knocks, I don't think. So yeah, it should be a strong lineup tomorrow.
Yeah, agreed. I think that you're going to have more than enough to beat this DC United team. During our next segment, the tail of the tape, we'll get into a little more into that. But this team had enough to beat Orlando, I thought. But yeah, Now more so than ever, they have more than enough to beat DC United. So and there's also history there where, again, we'll talk about it in our next segment. But this team looks good. It looks good. And it's nice to have some of these guys on the horizon getting ready to make their way back to this team. And we need it. I think a healthy Inter Miami team is unstoppable. I think that that's what's hindered this team the most up to now. They've done well. They're in first place still. I think that the difference in the standings would be much larger if this team was fully healthy and didn't have to deal with all of these injuries. So the more guys that come back, the better for this team.
And think about that. That we've been on a 7-game unbeaten streak with having at least 3 major injuries at once. So think about if we didn't have that. So we've had no Redondo, no Jordi Alba, no Diego Gomez in that within that 7-game unbeaten streak. It's pretty, and showing that with, at full strength, there's a lot of possibility. But to your point, next segment, tale of the tape. We have to talk about who we're playing and what that game's going to look like. We're playing DC United, a game, or rather a team that we played earlier in the season away, and that was during Messi's injury, but it is when we had Redondo and Gomez, and we won that game away, fairly in part to Luis Suarez having 2 fantastic goals at the end of game. One that was like an off-balance left-footed chip shot, basically, top bins. That was insane. DC's kind of had an up-and-down season. They have Christian Benteke as their starting forward, and someone who was last year was playing in the Premier League, who's very, very, very good still, and certainly have threats. So it'll be interesting to see how that game goes. How do you feel about it? I don't know. DC's not a team I watch that often, but it is a team that you see, like, some days they're really hot, some days they're cold. Like, I remember last week Christian Benteke had a hat trick and they, flew, and then midweek they lost. And so it kind of just goes to show that they're a little hot and cold.
Yeah. Well, to me, DC United isn't a team that I'm overly concerned with. They're right now, I believe, they're a one-man show. They're basically Benteke. If you look at the goals, Benteke scored 11 goals for them. And after that, the nearest goal scorer has 1. Everybody else has 1 goal for them. It's a one-man show. So I think for Inter Miami, as long as they can focus on getting Benteke out of the game, pressuring him, making sure that the defense is focused on him, they basically don't have to worry about DC United on the offensive end. Same thing when we played them.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We played them and we won, 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
3-1, and that was a game where we didn't even play with Messi. Messi didn't play that game.
And Suarez didn't start, remember, he came off the bench.
Exactly, so I think that kind of shows some history there where we can kind of bank on that and say, whether Messi plays tomorrow or not, there should be no excuse for Inter Miami not to come out with the win, especially at home. Inter Miami's just lost their 5-game winning streak, but they're now able to extend their unbeaten run to 7 matches in league, and mm-hmm. not in league and all together, because they did lose against Monterrey. So they're able to continue that unbeaten streak, and I think that they have a good chance at doing it. They had their first clean sheet since their opening match against Real Salt Lake, where they won 2-0 this past game against Orlando. So I think that's also something that they can take into this game and say, hey, we've got some confidence in this defense. They've shown that they've been able to get that clean sheet. They've looked better as we've progressed throughout this season. Let's go and continue this good defense going into Chase Stadium tomorrow as we face this DC United team that isn't the best offensive team. And again, to what I mentioned earlier, as long as we can focus on one guy, I think that the goal scoring from DC United will probably not be an issue.
Set plays is something, though. I think that it's a good to mention. They're very good off of set plays. He's very good off of set plays, Christian Benteke. So, you know, we've done much better at set play defending over the last few weeks, but you know, we know that the defense still has sore spots here and there. So just something to look out for tomorrow is I think that, like you said, we will have control of the game. We should, at least. And I feel good and positive about our results and what we can do and get, you know, back on the score sheet. But, you know, something that the defense and the game plan certainly should be accounting for.
Yeah. And we should remember right now, Inter Miami is unbeaten 4 games in a row at Chase Stadium. And in those 4 games, they've beaten their opponents 9-3 in goals. So they're a really good team.
Yeah.
Being at home. DC United, on the other hand, is a team that really struggles defensively. They are currently, I'm looking here and they've been scored on 5 of their last 6 MLS games. They have a combined 23 goals allowed, which is tied for 2nd most in the Eastern Conference. So they're a team that gets scored on a lot. So our offense, again, we scored 3 against them last time, shouldn't have any issues scoring any goals against this team, against this DC United team. They just got scored on DC United on their last game against the Red Bulls. They got scored on 4 times. They lost 4-1. Mm-hmm. So this is a team that's not necessarily in the best state coming into this game. They're currently 8th in the East. And they just lost against New York Red Bull. So, again, I'm not overly concerned about this, whether Messi plays or not. I think that they have more than enough. But if Messi plays, I think it's going to be a walk in the park. And it should, because Inter Miami is the better team. There's no excuses. And they're playing at home, and we can't give the same, I guess, we can't say the same as it was against Orlando, where they went away and they came back with a point. This is a home. You have to win. And I expect that from this team come tomorrow.
Agree. I 100% agree. Yeah, it's pedal to metal. I think, like we said, there are a lot of mitigating circumstances against Orlando. I think we should have won, and it was disappointing that we didn't. But understanding it was midweek, it was away, it's against your biggest rival. Messi didn't play. Like, you know, all those things are only human. They're fair, you know, feelings to have. This game, we should 100% win. And with that in mind, it's our favorite segment of the week. It's our predictions. It's time for the Stradamuses to come out and play. And, you know, the last couple of games, no one's really been right. You know, as soon as we started the segment, as soon as I said we'd start calling people comments out, scores have been all over the place. So this will be an interesting game. I think we all feel pretty similarly about how we're hoping it's going to go, how Inter Miami should have the advantage, hopefully with Messi playing. But what are you thinking, my friend?
I am thinking that it's going to be, as we say in Spanish, goleada. We'll see a lot of goals. I think that Inter Miami is going to continue this trend of the clean sheet. I think this defense liked not getting scored on for only the 2nd time this season. I think that they're going to go in to Chase Stadium and try to prove a point and say, we can do this twice in a row. This wasn't just a lucky, you know, one-off game. We're a good defense. And I think Messi's going to play, and I think this team is going to be firing on all cylinders. I think we're winning 4-0. I think it's going to be a 4-0 game. I really do. We scored 3 goals without Messi the last time. And this time, if Messi plays, I think we're scoring at least 1 more. And I think it's 4-0 on this one.
Wow. I'm close, but not exactly. I am going to say the same score that they just lost to. I'm going to say 4-1. Mm-hmm. Because I agree with you in the sense that I think we will score goals. And I think it will be an open game, and that especially if Messi plays, you know, we will be controlling those kind of things. They don't have a great defense, but I'm going to, you know, I've watched enough Premier League and enough to know that, like, I wouldn't bet against Benteke not getting one goal. Like, I wouldn't surprise me if he got a goal. So I'm going to say 4-1, but what we both agree with is that it should be, for the most part, a good victory for Inter Miami. But, you know, that is something that we wish and don't always see.
Benteke didn't score when they won, when we beat them 3-1. So I don't think I think we're going to look again. It's a one man show. You lock Benteke down, there's nothing to worry about with this team. Benteke scored 11 goals. So we'll see. I think that that's the difference. You think Benteke is going to get his. I think Miami is going to do a good enough job on Benteke. So that's what remains to be seen. That'll be the key factor. Can they lock Benteke down? That'll
be the Benteke key off.
Yeah, basically. Wait, what?
Benteke. I just, now I'm saying the name too much that it's like not sounding like a real word to me. I've said his name too many times in this. But yeah, no. To your point, look, here's the thing though. And this is what separates like great teams from good teams. This is what separates super teams from other teams, is like in situations like this, when it's a home game, you know, you're coming off of a draw, you want to show everyone you're playing against a team that has a poor defense, just lost. Like, can you not only win, but win convincingly? We've done it in a few games in the past, but look, Montreal, we were down 2-0. Yes, we won. Orlando tied, no goals. That's not a great trend after the four games before it where we were flying. So can we get back to that? Or is it going to be like, you know, on ice and then all of a sudden we turn it on? That's what we have to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hopefully they will.
I think that's part of what makes a good team. And those are habits that you want to create early on right now in the season before you get into the playoffs. If you're able to continue your high performances and not have these lulls along the way where, because you're missing one player or because you know, a lapse of concentration, you're giving up two early goals. Like those are bad habits and things that need to be fixed now. And we're early on in the season where that's still not necessarily a concern yet, but you want to get all of this fixed and taken care of and make sure that you have your 100% concentration on the game from minute one. So you're not giving up, you know, silly goals or none of that. And then again, knowing that you have enough on the field where you can get a good result and not go into the game saying, okay, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy. And you know, and it's not just that guy in this case, it's Messi. It's the best player in the world. But if you're missing one player, that shouldn't, there might be a small drop off, but not enough where the confidence isn't there. And where you always want to say next man up. The best teams do that. Next man up, we've got enough. And I think that right now, again, we have a chance to get back to a dominant Inter Miami team. And yeah, I think it'll be a great
game. This is a good get right game. Yeah, it's a good get right game. And yeah, to your point, look, we have at least, I think, three more games that we should be winning all three, getting 9 points, hopefully getting even more goal differential before we start having to worry about Messi, potentially Suarez, Redondo, maybe Rojas, all these people like not knowing if they will or will not go, not knowing when they'll go to camp, etc. We have to win these three games. There's like no question about it. There's no doubt that we need to just completely turn it on and you know, show the dominance again, which I think we can do, but it'll be exciting. And we will be there to give all the live coverage.
Yeah, I think right now it's really important because you've got Cincinnati and New York right on your butt. You know, you've got them on your butt, and you have one game more than them. And then Cincinnati, for example, has a pretty good schedule over the next few games that they can allow them to gain a lot of points. So I think that that's going to be really important. And then the same thing for New York. New York is right behind Columbus, and I'm looking at New York's schedule, and New York is going to be facing they face Orlando, they face Charlotte, and then they face New York City. So there's definitely an opportunity for them to really gain some good points there. So I think every game is going to be important as we move forward. And again, to the same thing we've talked about a bunch of times, 5 to 6 games without Messi. So you got to take care of business right now while you have him.
Agreed. Let us know in the comments, one, if you think he's going to play, two, who you want to see start, and three, what is your score prediction? If you get your score prediction right, and if you even get the goal scores right, you'll be shouted out as the Stradamus of the week. We haven't been able to do it, obviously, because the scores have been a little funky, but let us know what you think. We love to hear from you. We love to know, you know, if you agree with us, if you disagree, what could be better, all those things. And so, you know, as always, please make sure you're following us on Twitter/X at Messi & Co, especially when we have these home games that me and Gian will be at. We do a ton of live tweeting. We put content, things that are happening in real time, polls, wanting to hear from you, all of those stuff that it makes it such a great experience. We get to interact. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, 5 Reasons Sports. Make sure you have a notification bell on. Please make sure you like and comment on this video because it means so much to us and it helps us grow, helps more people see this content, keep building the community, and then make sure you're following us on TikTok, Messi & Co. 5RSN. Thank you for watching. This has been a very busy week of episodes, and there's no slowing down. There, like we said, games are coming thick and fast. Copa America is coming soon. We're going to be doing a preview about Copa America in the next week or two, so look out for that too. Like we said, we're going to do some coverage about all the different groups and what we how we see that tournament going because, you know, we have to be watching Messi whether or not he's playing in pink. So thank you for watching. I'm Ashley. That is Gian, and we will see you next time.
See you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.